Welcome, everyone. This is Joan Kaler with another episode of Tapping with Joan. I'm so glad to be back with you all today because I do have a very exciting podcast to share with you. Before we get started and I introduce my guest, I want to explain that this podcast is for informational purposes only, and please consult your healthcare provider before taking any of the suggestions from this podcast. This is not meant to treat any condition or health problem. Okay, having said that, that's out of the way. And then my name is Joan Kaler. I am a licensed professional counselor in Pennsylvania, and I am a practitioner of emotional freedom techniques and a trainer of clinical emotional freedom techniques. So that's what I do in Pennsylvania and all over the world. So if you have any questions about my counseling, go to joankaler.com. If you have any questions about my training, go to tappingwithjoan.com. All right. So having explained that, I'm so excited. So I want to introduce Judah Judah Vitel. I probably messed that up. So
no, you got it. You got it.
Yay. Yeah. For the past 10 years, Judah has been immersed in the study of the interconnectedness of human physiology and the use of nutrition, nutritional supplements, medicinal plants, and natural therapies for health and healing. He has been the program director for a functional medicine center or clinic, the nutrition and lifestyle coach for a direct primary care naturopathic medical clinic, as well as the director of education for and clinical consultant for various nutritional supplement companies. Judah has lectured throughout the United States and Canada. He has created educational programs and protocols for medical professionals and nutraceutical companies and has been a guide for people navigating complex health conditions. Currently, Judah is the clinical nutrition educational specialist for Nordic Naturals. Yay! Shout out to Nordic Naturals, and is pursuing his MS in integrative and functional nutrition. So today's topic, I have two topics for Judah. The first one is going to be about the importance of omega-3 fatty acids in your diet, because as you all may or may not know, I am, if there's such a thing as a fish oil addict, that would be me. Mm-hmm. Every morning I drink fish oil right out of the bottle, and everybody don't go, ew, it's delicious. It tastes like lemon. I use an orange juice chaser, but it's my anti-inflammatory. Mm. And I'm 150 years old. And I feel great. So without further ado, thank you so much, Judah, for joining me on my podcast today.
Oh, you're so welcome, Joan. And it's a pleasure to be here. It's great to be here with you today.
Yay. So tell everybody, I've been looking forward to this for 8 years because I've been asking Nordic Naturals, please, I need an expert in this to explain why it's so important to take Nordic Naturals fish oil. My bias, because Nordic Naturals is the best quality fish oil out there and the other supplements that they have. So I'm just saying, that's what I use. But why is this so important for people?
The way that I like to look at it, Joan, is that it's a foundational nutrient. Mm-hmm. When we look at the human being, it's groups of cells that make tissue. Tissue makes organs. Organs make systems, and systems makes the human being. But at the foundation of all of that is the cell, and at the foundation of the cell is the health of the cell, specifically the health of the cell membrane, which is kind of like the sense perceptive organ of the cell. It's like the eyes, ears, nose, mouth of the cell. So it's what allows nutrients to come in to the cell and nourish the cell, And it's what allows wastes to get out of the cell. And it's also, the cell membrane is also what's responsible for healthy cell-to-cell communication, as well as healthy intracellular communication. So the ability for a cell to send signals, as well as receive signals and take signals in and do what that signal needs, is telling the cell to do. And so the cell membrane is utterly critical. And the cell membrane is made of a lipid bilayer, two layers of fat, primarily phospholipids, which will hold essential fatty acids like EPA and DHA, two specific omega-3s that you get from fish oil. And what they do in the cell membrane is they help make that membrane more fluid, more flexible, so that let me backtrack. It makes it more fluid, more flexible, and it enhances cellular signaling. So that's why omega-3s are so critical, because every cell in the body needs them.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that my meager knowledge of omega-3s through fish oil versus when we eat junk, those are omega-6s. And do those break down the cell membrane, or what happens if somebody doesn't have enough omega-3s in their diet?
Right. So what happens is if you're consuming excess amounts of omega-6s, which most Americans are, the standard American diet, which we like to call the SAD diet, is loaded with omega-6s from grains and industrial seed oils and soybean oil and canola oil and grain-fed animals. And so we're consuming things like peanut butter, all these foods that are loaded with omega-6s. And the only real way to get EPA and DHA is directly from marine sources like fish oil, fish, and algae, which we don't eat the algae, but the fish eat the algae, but we have vegetarian products that use the algae. But anyways, most Americans are consuming a heavily loaded omega-6 type of diet. And so most Americans are hovering around a 20-to-1 ratio of omega-6 to omega-3, whereas our physiology likes anywhere from a 3-to-1 or a 1-to-1 ratio of omega-6 to omega-3. So what happens is it doesn't, when you're packing, when you're eating that much omega-6s, it doesn't break the cell membranes down. But what it does is it packs the cell membranes with omega-6s, which promote the production of pro-inflammatory mediators like interleukin-6 and interleukin-8 and tumor necrosis factor alpha and all these inflammatory mediators. So what happens is our cells become inflamed. What omega-3s do is they get into the cell membrane and they're converted into eicosanoids, and they will promote the production of inflammation modulating cytokines or mediators. So they can control the inflammation. Inflammation is normal and natural. We want it. It's a healthy part of the healing process. It's when it becomes chronic and excessive is the issue. So what omega-3s do is they help modulate and mediate healthy expression of inflammation.
So here's a question. The current belief out in traditional circles is that fish oil is a blood thinner, and if you're on a blood thinner, you shouldn't take it. If somebody goes in for surgery and they have to stop taking fish oil because they might have excess bleeding in surgery. Is that a myth or is that true?
No, that's a myth. And Dr. Bill Harris, who is one of the world's foremost researchers of omega-3s, has actually made light of this. There's multiple studies at this point that have shown that that omega-3s are not technically blood thinners. They reduce platelet aggregation. And so the question to ask is, what was the person's blood like before taking omega-3s? Right. So omega-3s, EPA and DHA, something I mentioned earlier was that they make the cell membrane more fluid and flexible. And that's really important, especially when we look at red blood cells. We have 60,000 miles worth of cardiovascular tubing inside of us. That's enough to go around the Earth 2.5 times, right? It's really a miracle of life to think that we have that. And that's our capillaries, our arteries, our veins, right? So the vast majority of this tubing is our capillaries, which are very small, and they can actually only receive one red blood cell at a time. And even then, that blood cell needs to fold over to get in to the capillary to be in that in circulation. So by having a fluid and flexible membrane, the red blood cells are able to do that. So it enhances circulation in that way. So most people, we know that 95 plus percent of the American population is deficient in omega-3s. So maybe before taking omega-3s, their blood was thicker, less healthy. And then you start taking omega-3s and the blood gets healthy, and maybe you notice you have a longer bleeding time. So it's just, one way to look at that. But yeah, so that's it's the FDA has said that 3 grams is safe and responsible dosing for anybody on any type of medications. The American Heart Association has said 1 to 4 grams. The European Food Safety Authority says up to 5 grams a day of combined EPA and DHA.
Well, if I take like a tablespoon a day of the liquid, what am I getting? 10 grams.
No, if you're taking, I can tell you actually. Yeah, are you taking the Pro Omega D Extra or the Pro Omega?
I'm taking Pro Omega 2000
Oh,
liquid.
you're taking the Pro Omega liquid, right?
Yes.
So, and yeah, so you're taking, it's about 2,400 milligrams per teaspoon, so times three.
So great.
You know, Joan, what you could benefit from is taking a omega index test and
Ooh.
see what your omega index is.
How do we do that?
You can talk to your local representative about getting your hands on an omega index test.
Oh, that's fabulous. I
Yep.
will do that. Woohoo.
It was created by Dr. Bill Harris, one of the world's foremost researchers of omega-3s. We work with his particular lab, and it's a fantastic piece of information.
Oh, I am so going to get an Omega Index test. Oh my gosh, that is so cool. So many questions. One, I promised one of my clients that I would ask them. And I think this holds true for any family. They have a 9-year-old little girl. To help support her nervous system, what do you recommend for young children?
That's a great question. As we spoke earlier, every cell membrane needs omega-3s, and omega-3s directly influence the development of the brain. So when we're looking at fetal development in the final trimester of fetal development, DHA levels in the brain increase several hundred fold. So there's this massive surge of DHA in the brain. And then in the first 18 months of life, DHA levels will double again. And so DHA is critical for the development of the brain, neural networks, healthy neurons, creating dendrites on neurons. It plays a variety of roles. So with children, we highly recommend that from birth to about 6 or 7, they're on a DHA dominant formula because the brain needs the DHA. Children are their brain state up until about the age of 7 is on continual record. They're learning everything for the first time, right? They're building all these new neural networks. And then after the age of 6 or 7, that shifts. And because they've got the things mastered now that they should have mastered, and they can start to burn that off and create new neural pathways, right? And so then you can shift after about the age of 7 to a more EPA dominant fish oil. So then you can go a higher EPA than DHA. So with kids, we have our Pro Omega Junior and our Pro Omega Junior 2000. So those are highly concentrated fish oil for kids over the age of 6 or 7. And
Beautiful.
yep, and they're strawberry flavored. They can if they can't swallow capsules, they can bite into the soft gel and suck the oil out. We have an 8-year-old. He does that. No problem. He takes all of our products, no problem. So they're tasty. That's why.
I'm going to do a commercial here, people, because
Yes.
I am a representative for Nordic Naturals. So if anybody wants to buy any of these things, all you've got to do is go to joankaler.com to my store. Then you just click on the connection that says a shop here or full script, and then you type in Nordic Naturals on the search engine, and all these products will come up. And I offer free delivery and a 15% discount if you order at least $50 worth of products. Okay, there's my commercial. Now, the reason I take Nordic Naturals, and Judah, correct me if I'm wrong, but I want to ask you a question out there. So if anyone goes to a drugstore or a big box store to get their fish oil, first of all, it's not high quality. Second of all, where else? I don't know of any other brand where you can look at the bottom of the bottle or on the box and see the lot number when it was manufactured, and then go online to see what the mercury content is according to that lot number.
Right.
And I would challenge you to do that with whatever you're taking now, if it isn't Nordic Naturals, because I practically guarantee that the mercury levels are going to be much higher in the stuff that you're taking as compared with Nordic Naturals. I learned that one.
Yeah, that's a really important topic. There's a lot of great companies out there, and there's the opposite. There's a lot of not great companies out there as well, right? So we are the number one selling fish oil in the United States, and we're that for a reason. We have very high quality products, and as you mentioned, Jen, you can every one of our bottles has the lot number on it. You can go look at what's called the certificate of analysis for that particular batch of product, and it'll show you the purity, the potency. It'll show you how clean it is. And so we're very transparent. We believe in transparency. Not a lot of companies doing that in our industry. And so yeah, you have to be careful. You have to be. It's a buyer beware market, right? And so, you have to do your research beforehand before buying a product. You can't just go to a store and hope you're going to get it, especially a mass, a drugstore somewhere. Although they're starting to get better products in there because the consumer demand. So drugstores are starting to pick up on better products, but you have to watch out. And so when you're looking at fish oil specifically, there's a few things you look for. You want to make sure that the product is fresh. You want to make sure that it's not rancid. So you want to look at oxidation rates. You can see our oxidation rates in our certificate of analysis. You want to make sure that fish oil is harvested sustainably. We only work with fishing fleets that are certified by Friend of the Sea, which is an international nonprofit organization that is involved with a sustainable certification in the fishing industry. And so they certify fish oil manufacturers as well as fishing fleets. And so all of our fish are we only work with cod, sardines, and anchovies. These are low. They're not endangered. They provide high quality fish oils. So we're only working with sustainable types of fish. You also want to look for if it's a concentrated fish oil. So there's non-concentrated fish oil and there's concentrated fish oil. Non-concentrated fish oil provides you lower amounts of EPA and DHA. It's naturally in a what's called a triglyceride form, which is an optimal form for delivery. When you concentrate fish oil, you have to put it through a process. Too much to get into, but basically what happens is as you're concentrating fish oil, you have to create an intermediate form called ethyl ester. And some people just package the ethyl ester form of fish oil and sell it, which is the cheapest and fastest way to create a concentrated fish oil. But there, it has very little absorption, 30% absorption. So what we do is we go through an extra step that takes time and expense, where we repackage it as a triglyceride form, which has maximal absorption and utilization. So you want to make sure that your fish oil, if it's concentrated, is in triglyceride form. And not a lot of companies will tell you what form their fish oil. So whereas we do. So those are the things you want to look for when you're looking at a fish oil.
The reason I'm such a fan of Nordic Naturals is about, gosh, how time flies. 30 years ago, when I was going through menopause, it was recommended to me that I start taking fish oil. So I did. I chose another brand at first. Then I went over to Nordic Naturals. And then my naturopath at the time suggested black cohosh. So between black cohosh and between the fish oil, I didn't have night sweats. I didn't have heart palpitations. I didn't have all the side effects that most women have when they go through menopause. So from that point forward. And then also during that time, I was addicted to sugar and my triglycerides were off the charts. They were in the 360 range. But then taking Nordic Naturals, my triglycerides were cut in half. So I went from 360 down to about 150.
Amazing, right?
And now I can't, it's like I have to have it, or I don't know what my name is, where I live, what I do for a living. My brain literally soaks up the EPA and DHA to help me function.
And it's fast. What's so fascinating about it, and this is one of the things that confuses a lot of consumers out there, is how does something that's a triglyceride, right? Something that's rich in triglycerides lower triglycerides?
Okay.
Well, how is it, right? And so, but it's an absolute, people get a little concerned about buying a triglyceride form fish oil if they have high triglycerides, but no, that's actually what you want. You want the triglyceride form fish oil, and it can help maintain normal triglyceride levels. So it's fascinating.
It is fascinating. And the joint extra that I take, it really helps me with my knees, with my ligaments, because I enjoy walking, I enjoy playing golf, and I don't have the aches and pains that a lot of people have from arthritis or something, because I try and be as alkaline as I can possibly be. With Nordic Naturals helping me with that. And now, my boyfriend is the chief salad maker.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, so we do. Oh my gosh, he creates salads unbelievable. With every green and the red peppers, and I have an Instapot, so I cook fresh beets, cut them up, and then marinate them in balsamic vinegar with honey. And then I make sure that I test the honey before I buy it to make sure that there's good energy in that honey and it hasn't been sitting on the shelf for 2 or 3 years. So then we throw the fresh avocado, the beets, pickles, black beans, garbanzo beans. I mean, this thing is amazing. And then we just put olive oil.
Feeding your microbiome well is which it sounds like you're doing, which is great.
So we enjoy doing that, but I'm like so much healthier now. The salad along with fresh whenever we can get it. Being up here in the north, you all are so blessed. You're out in California.
Oh no, I'm in Colorado.
You're in
I live in
Colorado.
northern Colorado. We'll still get snow this time of year. So I think it's done for us now where I'm, but our mountains literally just got snow
Jeez.
the other day.
I live in Florida 5 months out of the year, where I mean, the food down there is amazing because they farm all year round. Yeah. Oh my gosh. And I come back to Western Pennsylvania and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm starving to death here. Where am I going to go to get some fresh stuff? So we're figuring that out until the farm markets start up again. But
Excellent.
it's so much fun to eat well, move, not have the pain of movement, maintain a healthy lifestyle, maintain a healthy weight, be able to move. Yeah, that's what it's all about. So we're going to get into this. I encourage everybody, this is the podcast about nutrition and omega-3 fatty acids and DHA and EPA. We're also going to have another podcast talking about functional and allopathic. That's kind of an oxymoron, allopathic health. But anyway, we're also going to have another discussion about different healthcare providers. Geez, I'm trying to think if I have any other questions because I feel like, oh, we're going to stop this one, start the next one. I'm going to say, why didn't I ask about da 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 da? But is
Yeah,
there
but
anything else that you think the world should know, Judah?
yeah, I think they should know that the importance of taking omega-3s can't be underestimated. We're talking about reducing your risk for cardiovascular disease, which is the number one killer in the United States. We're looking at reducing the risk for premature cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, right? Becoming a major issue in this country today. If there's any two, if you needed two reasons to take omega-3s, those would be two of the reasons, other than the fact that every cell in your body absolutely needs them, and you're not getting them from the food you eat. Even if you think you are, you're not, because you can only get EPA and DHA from cold water, fatty fish like cod, mackerel, and we just don't eat a lot of that. And so, you take the Pro Omega 2000, it's just two soft gels. It would take you 2.5 cans of sardines to get the same amount of EPA and DHA as it would from those two soft gels.
Wow.
So talk about making it very easy and affordable. And I've been in the nutrition realm since the early to mid 90s. I've been in this a long time, and it consistently has been one of my foundational four nutrients. Every person I work with has to be on omega-3s, period. It's just an absolute must, because it helps everything else I use work better.
I know what I wanted to ask. Somebody has an allergy to fish or they're a vegetarian. What product does Nordic Naturals have?
Well, the fish allergy is interesting. It's to a specific protein, tropomyosin. And so, when you're looking at the oil, that's the fat. There's no protein in that. So there's very minimal risk for somebody with a fish allergy. But if you had a fish allergy, or if you're a vegetarian and you don't want to take fish oil, but you want the benefits of EPA and DHA, then we and other manufacturers as well make omega-3s out of from a marine algae. So you can get EPA and DHA from a marine algae. The algae is naturally skewed to be higher in DHA than EPA, and you don't get the same level of concentration from it, but you're getting omega-3s. And so it's a great alternative, and I highly, highly recommend it. We know that the brains of vegetarians and vegans are significant have significantly reduced levels of DHA and EPA, and so that's a major issue.
So if somebody was doing a search for that, do you happen to know off the top of your head what product that would be underneath?
Algae omega. It's
Algae Omega. Okay.
algae omega, and
Algae
then
Omega, people, for those of you who are vegetarians or can't take fish oil for that. You bring up something fascinating that I'm always screaming at my TV when people talk about the research for Alzheimer's and dementia. I mean, in my primitive mind, a lack of EPA and DHA, or maybe DHA contributes to this. Am I?
I definitely I would have to agree that there's most likely that's a contributing factor, as well as many other things, lifestyle factors such as poor sleep and, so many other things that we could get into. But this is the amazing thing about the human being is you pull one thread of it, and what you realize is that it's all interconnected like a spider web.
Amazing. Wow, this is a dream come true to finally have an expert on EPA and DHA and fish oil on my podcast. Thank you, God, and thank you, Nordic Naturals. Thank you, Judah. Ah, this is so exciting. So, what we're going to do is we're going to wind up this podcast right now. And as usual, the audio will be on all your favorite podcast platforms. And I'm going to get information about Nordic Naturals and Judah up on YouTube ASAP, so you can find this video there. I want to thank everyone who's listening and watching, because this is such an important topic for me. I always ask my clients what's high quality supplements they're taking. Because, I mean, if you're eating junk, okay, that's contributing to your mental health or lack thereof. So thank you so much, Judah, for this information. Thank you, everybody, for watching and listening, and stay tuned for the next podcast.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.